I thought I'd give it a real good hammer this year, but 109 shows is more a pile driver than a hammer, and it's taken its toll. But I've been off for about 3 weeks, so you know, to recharge the old batteries and things, and I go out again 6th of September. So this is my holiday that I've broken in Barbados. Yeah, I've flown home from Barbados just to talk to you.
I know. I thought you would. You're that sort of guy, I know. I was having a look at your website.
Liar.
I was having a look at your website earlier on, and let's be honest, I mean, it's a real detailed journey of all your work, isn't it? You could be on there for hours having a look at that.
Well, yeah, but the website now is your PR machine, you know, and when I started, of course, there was, I think we just did logarithms, didn't we? And used an abacus to work out, you know, what our fee was, but it's all moved on now, and social media is so huge. And there was a really interesting thing that that some of the listeners might find quite interesting, is there was a thing that Mrs. Union put out that on average, 13% of tickets are now sold through Facebook theatre. Any gig, you know, and you just think that's astonishing. And really, it's ignore it at your peril, even when you're, you know, 43 like I am. You've really got to accept that social media is a massive, massive smart marketing tool, you know.
Yeah. Where do we start with this career of yours? I know we've only got about 5 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes. I mean, what a career. You've worked with so many top names, loads of TV work, BAFTA nomination. I'm reading this out because I know you're a bit shy. The British Academy of Composers Gold Award, 31 albums, music for Bill Bryson's audio book, over 3 million. I mean, I'm trying to get 3 YouTube views on my site, 3 million YouTube views. It was a wise choice, wasn't it, not being a goalkeeper for Leighton Orient?
It was, and I nearly was a goalkeeper for Leighton Orient, but at the trial, you play and you win again, eh? Quite apt. No, at my trial, because I was a goalie, I kicked the post and broke my toe, and that was the end of my football career. So I could have ended up and been relegated into the depths of Leighton Orient, as they are today, you know. So, yes, it was a good move. And I don't really know where to start either, Rob. It's just that I see myself as a bit of a troubadour, you know, just someone who wanders around telling stories, plays the guitar. Never wanted any more than that, to be brutally honest. You know, the telly was fantastic, of course, for building your name. And there's a longevity about your career, you know, once you've done all that for 11 years, your own show. But it wasn't what I wanted to do. And I never actually felt that comfortable with it, particularly when I was with LWT then, and part of the deal was I had to go on the other types of shows, you know, like of that time, Celebrity Squares and so on. And I always felt naked without the guitar, you know. And the only time I didn't was, funny enough, when I did Countdown, when I could do my poems and stuff, and I felt at home sitting there with Richard Whiteley. But other than that, I wasn't comfortable, to be honest. And I decided about 7 years ago, go back to what you like, Richard. You know, you've done everything else. Just get out on the road. I don't care how many people come. That doesn't really bother me. You know, I must start your folk clubs, you know, and sometimes you accept that, you know, when you've been around as long as I have. Some of the shows, they've got St. John's Ambulance people there treating people for loneliness, but I don't really care. I love performing. It's what I was made to do. All the rest was a big bonus, but being out there singing songs, getting people joining in, is, I think, what I was made to do, to be honest. And I watched that programme on Billy Connolly the other night, and I felt so sad, you know, because he was my absolute hero. And it makes you realise you've just got to make the most of your health and getting out there and doing it, you know.
Yeah, you've not wasted time. I mean, you played the guitar with Brian May, didn't you?
Yeah, but he says the same about me.
Yeah, that's right. When I asked him, he said that was one of the highlights of his career, playing the guitar with you. When did you pick up that guitar, first of all? Do you remember the first time? Did you have a yearning to play the guitar from an early age, or was it just something you've...
Well, I'll tell you what it was, talking about Billy Connolly. I was a student up in Glasgow, the local folk club. Never been to a folk club in my life. Very much like that sort of Fordingworth gig we did together, you know, and sort of tables and candles and all that. And I thought, oh, this is quite nice. And with my London accent, I used to keep a low profile in Glasgow at the time. And the resident was a guy who was up and coming, no one had particularly heard of, called Billy Connolly. And blokes used to buy him pints of beer when he came off stage, and girls used to chat him up. And I thought, you know, it's the only two reasons I'm at college. Why don't I start playing the guitar? And I did, and I was very fortunate. There was a big folk singer at the time called John Martin, and he and I shared a place in Shorelands in Glasgow. And so I used to sit on the settee and watch John Martin, and that was a big bonus for me, because I probably, by watching him, I probably learned to play, I don't know, 6 months or 5 years of a guitar in 6 months, you know, just by watching a really able player. So I was very, very fortunate. And from there, I dropped out of college and became a folky with my VW camper van, HTW177H.
Just amazing how you can always remember the numbers, isn't it? The old cars. And now we can go on your website and learn how to play the guitar in 5 minutes, can't we?
I know, and it works. And I've had so many compliments. I'm very quite flattered. And yeah, if you want to play the guitar, you can do that on my YouTube. Yeah, all the lessons are there.
Go and have a look at that. It's astonishing. Richard Diogen's my guest this afternoon. He's got this big tour coming up, as he says. You've managed to shoehorn St Andrew's Church in Rippingale, Blackfriars Arts Centre in Boston, and the Trinity Arts Centre in Gainsborough into that, Richard. And we're absolutely delighted you coming to see us.
It's a lovely area for me. You know, it's one of my nice areas. Not all the countries like that, but I love the whole Lincolnshire area. I've played it lots and lots of times, so I've got a nice little friendly bunch who come time and time again, and I'm looking forward to meeting up with them again.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you as well. Tell us about the show.
Well, I thought I'd make the show, to start with, 500 quid a ticket, just to see if it works, and then I won't have to work next year. If that doesn't work, it'll be a nice little duo, actually, called the Broadside Boys. As this is my 62nd British tour, I thought it'd be nice to have a couple of lads who are doing their first ever British tour. So I've got a couple of lads from Suffolk singing nice Suffolk songs called the Broadside Boys. They do about half an hour or so, and I take over the rest with all my new stuff. And tired of Donald Trump now, so I had to write some more stuff. So I've got some new songs, thank God. And raring to go by the time I've had this one day of sunshine in Salisbury.
Richard, finally, what's coming up after all of this?
I'm working on a London project for a musical of The Elephant Man, which I've really, really enjoyed researching, because obviously Elephant Man was my neck of the woods, East End of London. And the truth about him, which is even more, I think, compelling, you know, because he actually wanted to be a circus freak, you know, when you read the whole biography things. And strangely enough, he's got a couple of relations, and not many, but I think that, well, I know they're actually in Lincolnshire. So if anyone's listening, wants to get in touch, I've got loads of information about him. I've been to Whitechapel. I've actually seen his skeleton, you know, and stuff. I've really, really researched it to make a really good job of it. That's my big project for next year.
Get
that onto the West End stage.
Yeah, it'd be worth a day out in London to come and see that.
No, it's not that good. That's not that good. But it's worth a beer in Fulham with Rob, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, listen, we'll meet up for a pint sometime soon. Richard, you sound far too busy. It's good to talk to you, Richard. We look forward to seeing you in Lincolnshire soon. And again, congratulations on the golden anniversary tour.